prayer transforms. We often seem to view prayer as an act of persuading God to give us what we request. We support statements about the power of prayer with examples of petitioners who have received what they ask for. A church bulletin once used the heading, "Prayer Victories," above a list of cases in which members of the congregation had been granted their petitions. But if these cases represent prayer victories, what are we to make of the instances in which God seems to say no? Are these prayer defeats? Is prayer powerless in such instances? Another look at Jesus' prayer in the Garden of Gethsemane suggests a broader view of the power of prayer. Jesus' prayer that his cup be taken away was denied. But Matthew's account shows what his prayer did accomplish. A comparison of the wording of the first prayer in verse 39 and the second prayer in verse 42 suggests that his prayers led to a progressive acceptance of the will of God. And this acceptance gave him strength as he entered the garden with his soul overwhelmed with sorrow. He left ready to face the cross. Perhaps the greatest power of prayer is the strength and peace which comes from accepting God's will for our lives. Dear Father, help us to recognize your greater wisdom and humbly accept your will for our lives. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.